Secretary Gates, thanks for joining us on KERA.
It's my pleasure.
Why take on this opportunity?
Boy Scouts played a big role in my youth. I had a lot of great adventures and a lot of fun, but at the same time, it taught me a great deal about leadership, working with others, and teamwork.
Last year, the Boy Scouts voted to end its ban on openly gay youth members. I'm wondering where you stand on the end of that ban and how you think it affects the Boy Scouts going forward.
I thought it was important for the Scouts to address the issue, and I supported moving forward and would have supported a decision to include gay scoutmasters and adult volunteers in scouting. However, I very much support the decision that was made to welcome gay youth, and I think it's important to implement it in a way that provides a safe and secure environment for gay kids where they don't have to worry about being disrespected or bullied. For us to try and take the next step at this point, given the passions and the views that strong views that exist on both sides of the issue, would be very divisive to the movement and could permanently fracture it. And I think the key thing here is to keep the interests of the kids first.
When you were Defense Secretary, you oversaw the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gay men and lesbians serving openly in the military. I'm wondering how you compare the end of the Boy Scout ban with the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Well, I opened CIA to gays to serve openly as well. And so I think it's pretty clear that I'm certainly not anti-gay. Part of it, though, is that at CIA and the Department of Defense, when the boss gives an order, everybody salutes and more or less does what has been decided. Boy Scout is a volunteer organization. You have to listen to the people who comprise the movement and be sensitive to their views as well, and you just can't sort of summarily order something done, and I think it would be, it wouldn't work even if I tried it.
Now, Boy Scout membership has declined in recent years, and I know the Girl Scouts membership has declined as well. You know, there are so many activities that kids can do these days. How do you get more boys into scouting to try to reverse that membership decline?
The new program that we're developing on for STEM, for science, technology, engineering, and math is an important innovation. I think continuing to modernize the program, but you know, the truth of the matter is, there's almost nothing out there like scouting in terms of getting people out of their house and into the wilderness, into the mountain, to hike and do all those other things. And so I think we can't abandon that part of the program. Where I think we have a huge opportunity is in underserved communities around the country. And getting Hispanic, African American, and Asian American community leaders involved in scouting, I think that will help our recruitment.
Now, the Boy Scouts are based in Irving. I'm wondering if you're moving to Dallas.
No, I might be tempted to spend too much time down at Texas A&M if I moved to Dallas.
Very good point. Secretary Gates, congratulations on the new job, and thanks so much for joining us on KERA.
My pleasure. Thank you.